I'm actually in the auditorium here at the Erith Playhouse, and I'm with the director of Babes in the Wood, Jan Pearce. How was tonight for you, Jan?
Absolutely fabulous. We've got a brilliant cast and a backstage crew, and my husband and I are very, very proud of them all. It's bright, it's colourful, plenty of great music and dancing, and a great team of choreographers and MD. Everybody's worked together, and we're thrilled.
This isn't the first night, is it?
No, we started last Saturday with three performances, two on Sunday. We have a break on a Monday and Tuesday, and we're running till Saturday week. And so far, we've had brilliant feedback. It's a very small theatre, and I think that is what makes it so special, because the audience are very much part of the show. We use the auditorium, we have characters moving in amongst the audience, which you don't get at much bigger theatres, and I think this is why it's so special here at Erith Playhouse.
Tell me a bit about the show.
The show itself was written by a previous member who died several years ago. It's been actually performed four times. We have three sets of babes who are brilliant, bless them, young people who sing and are dancing, and we've expected a lot of. But it's actually a great family show, and it involves all the cast. I think this is why it's so special. The chorus and the principals are all a vital part of the show, and that again makes it a very busy, fun, very much a family pantomime with quite a history for us, so we're very proud to be able to do it justice, we hope.
This show is unique to the Erith Playhouse.
I think so, because it was written by one of our members, so you will never see it anywhere else. And also, Babes in the Wood is quite an unusual pantomime to actually be performed. We're used to Cinderella and Aladdin, but Babes in the Wood, yeah, it's quite a mixture. But because it was written by one of our members, I think that's why it is so special. And it's a cracking good story. With lots of fun and laughter in it for everyone, and everyone's encouraged to join in the traditional way. Appeals to all ages, I think that's the brilliant thing, young and old alike.
It's quite an undertaking, isn't it, to take on a pantomime. How did you get involved with directing this?
Well, my husband and I have belonged to the theatre for over 40 years, and we have performed in this when we were much, much younger. And our daughter was one of the babes years ago. And I actually think this theatre is very special because it has a great family feel. And you like to put back into it the fun and enjoyment you get out of it. And it is important because it's not just the people on stage. It's a great team of people behind who are also very dedicated and give lots and lots of hours. We started rehearsals at the end of October. We have two choreographers, one MD, and we've built and done the scenic design. We've got great painters we've got. So everybody's worked together, and it has been a great team effort. And I think for us, the real benefit has been that we feel we've got a good show and everybody's saying how good it is.
Tell me a bit about the cast and the characters in the show.
Well, we have, notably, we obviously have the Dame, we have a couple of friars. We've got, as I said before, three sets of babes. We've got Robin Hood and Marian. And this is very different. We've typically got the outlaws, but we also, the female chorus, are actually the in-laws. So they all work together to defeat, of course, the wicked, wicked character, who in this pantomime is the Sheriff of Nottingham. Great fun. The stocks come on and the Sheriff of Nottingham gets his comeuppance. And again, uniquely here, we are still able to have children up on stage, which many of the big theatres no longer entertain, basically. And it's I think the spirit comes through. All the characters are great, but everybody on that stage is of equal importance. And they're all great friends, and I think it comes through. You can see it in their performances. They're having a great time, very professional, even though we're amateurs. We pride ourselves that we put on a great show, and hopefully our audiences think they've had a good night's value and entertainment.
We can hear in the background scenery being moved, the theatre is finishing up after tonight's performance and getting ready for tomorrow. This is technically quite a demanding show as well.
It is. We have several scene changes, which now are very slick. We have a backstage crew of about 6-7 men, and very quickly they have changed each scene. We've got box sets, we've got 10 flats being used, we've got a great props team, and people have to swiftly move on and off to make it ready so that it flows. And we don't have the advantage which a lot of big theatres have in London of being able to fly scenery. Everything is carried on and off, and so it has to be slick, or it would become boring and laborious, which we certainly don't want. So, it's been an undertaking. A lot of dedicated people on stage and off. As I said, teamwork.
What would you say to someone thinking of coming to see the show?
I wouldn't hesitate, because it's not expensive. You will have a very good night's entertainment. The music is modern. The dancing is second to none. We have a great team of dancers. The choreography is quite challenging, but very impressive, I think. The music is good. The acting, the script is very funny. And it is for adults and children alike, which is why I think it appeals to everybody. So it's a very good night's entertainment and very good value, I think. And a great way to introduce young children and young people to the theatre in this age when we're very much stuck to screens, I think.
Well, Jan Pearce, thanks very much for talking to us here on Miskin Radio. It's Babes in the Wood. It's on at the Erith Playhouse until the 20th of January. You can find out more and book tickets at playhouse.org.uk.